Hello, friends of Osho Radio. Welcome to our new program. I always love the fusion between East and West, and today's choice of music will represent this. In the first part of the program, you will hear many exquisite Eastern instruments that are hardly known in the West. And after listening to Osho, we will provide you with some more Western flavored music. For now, immerse yourself into the music and connect with the Eastern and Western sounds coming together, becoming all one.
کلاس منتظره زنگ تفریح میشینم تا که این زنگ بخوره تو حیات تو رو ببینم وای تو حیات تو رو ببینم سر زنگ هندسه میگم این درس و بسه کاش که این زنگ بخوره دل به دلدار برسه دل به دلدار برسه سر کلاس منم توی درس عاشقی تو کویر سینه امای تو گل شقایقی تو گل شقایقی وقتی از در تو میای تنبل کلاس میشم سر امتحان عشق گیج و بی حواس میشم من گیج و بی حواس میشم دست منو خوندی منو هر جوری سوزوندی منو مثل یه پرده کجا ها که نکشندی دست منو خوندی منو هر جوری سوزوندی منو مثل یه پرده کجا ها که نکشندی موسیقی جوری سوزوندی منو مثل یه برده کجاها که نکشندی خوب دست من نخوندی منو بد جوری سوزوندی منو مثل یه برده کجاها که نکشندی
The discourse today is from the series From Bondage to Freedom, number 1. Osho speaks at a historical moment in 1985, just after Sheila left the ranch and there was a lot of turmoil going on. If you want to listen to the whole discourse in which Osho is speaking about that particular situation, you can easily download it from oshoworld.com. In today's discourse, Osho is answering the question, what is the difference between mediocrity and ordinariness? In his own beautiful way, he comes to the conclusion that to be ordinary is the most extraordinary thing in the world.
Bhagwan, please speak on the difference between mediocrity and ordinariness.
Mediocrity is the general state of humanity as it is. It is a retardedness of intelligence. Nobody wants you to be intelligent. Because the more intelligent you are, the more it is difficult to exploit you. To enslave you. Every vested interest wants you to be a mediocre. Mediocre person is just like a tree whose roots have been continuously cut so it cannot grow. The mediocre person never comes to know fruition, flowering, fragrance. He lives just like a vegetable. But this is the common stage. And to keep the mediocre mediocre a strange thing has to be put in his mind that he is extraordinary. George Gurdjieff used to say a story that there was a shepherd who was a magician, and he had many sheep. To take care of them, not to let them wander into the forest and be eaten by wild animals, he managed a strategy. He hypnotized all the sheep and told them that you are not sheep, you are lions. Since that day, the sheep started behaving like lions. The mediocre person will rebel against mediocrity because it is ugly to be mediocre. But the society in many ways give him the feeling of being extraordinary. Hence it is very difficult to find a man who does not deep down believe that he is special. the only begotten Son of God. He may not say so, because he knows what happens if you say that you are the only begotten Son of God. Then crucifixion is certain, and resurrection, nobody knows whether it happened or not. So he keeps it inside. This helps him to remain mediocre. If he understands he is mediocre, that very understanding will destroy his mediocrity. To understand you are mediocre is a great jump into intelligence. The ordinary person, of which I talk about, is the natural person. Nature does not produce special people. It produces unique people, but not special. Everybody is unique in his own way. The big pine tree and the small rose bush. Who is higher? Neither the pine tree ever boasts that sees higher, nor the rose bush ever boasts that you may be higher, but where are the roses? The real height is in the roses and the fragrance, in the flowering. Height itself is not to be higher. But the rose bush and the pine remain together without any quarrel, competition, for the simple reason that both understand they are part of the same nature. When I say ordinariness, I am saying drop the idea of being extraordinary, which is keeping you a mediocre. To be ordinary is the most extraordinary thing in the world. Just watch yourself. It hurts very much painful to accept that you are not extraordinary. Watch when you accept the idea that you are ordinary, a great burden is relieved. Suddenly you are in the open space, natural, just the way you are. The ordinary person has a uniqueness and a simplicity, humbleness. Out of his simplicity, humbleness, uniqueness, he has really become extraordinary. But he has no idea of it. So it is a paradox. The people who think they are extraordinary are simply retarded mediocres. And the people who are humble and simple and just accept that they are ordinary people like everybody else, you will see a light in their eyes. You will see a grace in their actions. You will not see them competing. You will not see them cheating. You will not see them betraying. They will not have double minds. They will not be hypocrites. What is the need for an ordinary person to be a hypocrite? He can show his heart openly to anybody because he is not pretending anything. You become secretive when you start pretending. You start feeling very great. You may say it or not. But by hypocrisy, masks, your head goes on becoming more and more swollen. It is a state of sickness. And who is the person who believes himself extraordinary? The person suffers immensely from inferiority complex. To cover it up, he projects just the opposite idea. But he is only deceiving himself. Nobody else is deceived by him. The ordinary person has no need to be a hypocrite, no need to be a pretender. He is just open. He need not to be secretive. And there is beauty in openness, simpleness. So it is a rare paradox that the person who feels himself ordinary becomes extraordinary. And the person who goes on feeling himself extraordinary, he remains very retarded, a mediocre. Everybody has to look within himself. But people are such deceivers that deceiving others slowly they start deceiving themselves. They become so articulate about deceiving. It is dangerous to be a hypocrite, because sooner or later you will start thinking this is your real face. In my 35 years work with people, I have come across thousands of people intimately, and I was puzzled that these people have deceived themselves. To deceive others can be understood, but they have deceived themselves. And you cannot take them out of that deception, because that is their only treasure. They know behind it there is just darkness, hollowness, inferiority complex. So they cling to it. The rosebush is ordinary, the pine is ordinary, the deer is ordinary. Why any man should try to be extraordinary? Only man seems to be sick. The whole existence lives in absolute ordinariness, and is so joyful. Such a blessing. But man is sick. His sickness is that he cannot accept as he is. He wants to be somebody great. Alexander the Great. Less than that won't do. But he forgets that what Alexander gained. He lived only 33 years. He spent his whole life fighting, invading, killing. He had no chance to live, no time to live. He had met a great philosopher, sage, wise man, Diogenes, before he was going to invade India. He asks Diogenes if he has any message for him. Diogenes says only one. That rather wasting time live it. You are not living yourself and you are not allowing others to live. You are committing immense crime against life. For what? Just to be calm, Alexander the Great? So everybody thinks like that. Just inside you can call yourself Alexander the Great. Nobody is preventing. Even if you want, you can put a signboard on your chest, Alexander the Great, but live. You will look like a buffoon, but that is far better to be a buffoon. At least you will have time to live, love, sing, dance. Alexander understood the message. He said, I can see the point. When I will come back, I will try to follow it. Diogenes said, remember, nobody comes back from such an ego trip. Because this ego trip never ends. It goes on and on. You will end, not your ego trip. And that's what happened. He never came back home. On the way, he died. And when he was dying, he remembered Diogenes' statement that nobody comes back. Ego drives you. And there is no end for the ego. It creates more goals, new goals, higher goals. In deep respect for Diogenes, he told the people who were going to carry his body to the grave, that let my hands hang out of the casket. His prime minister asked, but this is not the tradition. Hands have to be inside the casket. Hanging them out will look really odd. But he said, I want them to hang out because I want people to know that empty-handed I had come into the world. Empty-handed I lived into the world. And empty-handed I am going from the world. These empty hands of Alexander the Great represent almost everybody's hands. If you want to live authentically and sincerely, then just be ordinary. Then nobody can compete with you. You are out of the race of competition, which is destructive. Suddenly you are free to live. You have time to live. You have time to do what you want to do. You can laugh, you can sing, you can dance. You are an ordinary man. Even if the whole world laughs at it, so what? I am an ordinary man. They are all extraordinary people. They have the right to laugh. I have the right to dance. Their laughter is phony. Your dance is real. The first step is just to accept your simpleness, humbleness. And how can you be an egoist in such a beautiful, immense, vast, infinite universe? What ego you can have? Your ego may be just a soap bubble. Maybe for a few seconds it will remain and rising higher in the air. Perhaps for a few seconds it may have a rainbow. But it is only for a few seconds in this infinite and eternal existence. Your egos go on bursting every moment. It is better not to have any attachment with soap bubbles. You can play with them while you are in your bathtub. You can go on bursting those soap bubbles, telling yourself that this is my ego, that I'm destroying myself. So when you come out of your bathtub, you are an ordinary man, fresh, humble, clean. The desire to rule over others, the will to power, is one of the greatest crimes that man has committed. My sannyasins have to be aware of it. Hence my insistence for being just ordinary. And it is so beautiful because I am saying it out of my experience. No egoist in the whole history of humanity has said that ego is beautiful, that it has given him great ecstasies. All the egoists have died in frustration, despair, because the ego needs no limits. So you are always frustrated. But I can tell you from my experience of being just an ordinary human being that it is. The ultimate ecstasy. It merges you with existence. There is no barrier. It merges you with the stars and with the sky and with the earth. You are no more separate. Ego separates you. And the feeling of oneness with this exquisite existence is religion to me.
song when I lean over.
Goodbye, everybody. This was Osho Radio. We'll be with you again next week with the Hindi program made for you by Ma Chaitanya Ambika. To finish the program, I'll give you a small meditation. It is called You Belong to Eternity. You exist in time, but you belong to eternity. You are a penetration of eternity into the world of time. You are deathless, living in a body of death. Your consciousness knows no death, no birth. It is only your body that is born and dies, but you are not aware of your consciousness. You are not conscious of your consciousness. That is the whole art of meditation, becoming conscious of consciousness itself. Have a good week, everybody. Take care, relax, and namaste.